Hi, my name is Daniel McKinley, and today I'm going to show you the 3 to 6 player game, The Alpha, by Bicycle Playing Cards. So in The Alpha, players will be taking on the roles of wolves, and they will be trying to hunt these for the most food. Food is effectively your victory points. And the player with the most food has the most well-fed pack, and therefore is the alpha of the wolves. You'll notice that it is set up here. At the beginning of the game, every player will choose a wolf of their color. They will get 7 of these wolf pieces, 1 alpha, which depicts 2 different wolves on it, a fight and a share token of their color, and they will also place one of theirs at the 5 food mark. The food is tracked using this track on the board and goes up to 30, and you will be trying to get the most points through this. You get points by hunting the different kinds of animals that are on the board. Now, depending on the number of players, certain animals will come in and out. For example, right here I have 5 players, so I only pick 2 medium-sized animals, as shown by the deer and the caribou. There is also others that may enter the game as well, but they effectively work more or less the same way. You also have a number of scavenge and livestock animals as well. On the first round of the game, players will be stalking the different kinds of prey. To do so, you take one of your wolves that's in your den, and you place it on any one of the animals that are available. For example, I might send this one to go fish. In a future turn, I might send this one to go to the moose. And players will continue to do this by adding wolves onto the different types of animals. There's also your alpha wolf, which depicts 2 wolves on it. Those you place like normal, but it counts as 2 wolves during the next round. Finally, you'll notice that the board shows near forest, which are all of the animals here, the small, livestock, and scavenging. And there's also the deep forest. In order to place a wolf on the deep forest, you will also lose 1 food because they have to go farther out into the forest to try and track it. But these potentially earn you more points, so weighing that option is up to you. Every time you place a wolf out there, you then lose 1 food. You'll notice on the livestock, there is a maximum of 1 wolf in this region. Once one player has placed a wolf in that region, no other players may do so. Scavenge, you can place a wolf in scavenge, and there is never going to be any conflict, but you can only put 1 wolf of yours in scavenge. So each player can put one there, and they immediately get 1 food. Where all these others, you'll notice that there is a die that depicts those. The numbers that are on these show how much food they have the potential to get. So the hare, either 2, but there is only 5 number 2s on there, and that's because the remaining die face is an X. We're going to go over those details in a bit. Then, once all the players have placed out their wolves, you have to determine dominance. The number of food that goes to the wolves goes to whoever has the most wolves in the region. For example, if Brown had the alpha wolf and Orange only had 2, well, then the alpha wolf, Brown, would be able to roll the die. We do this for each of the regions, and then we determine how much food they get. You roll the die, and Brown would get 2, because they have the most. Now let's say there's a tie from a previous round. If there's a tie like shown here, then they have to establish dominance. They have a few moments to discuss, and then they each take their fight or share token. If they share, they will equally get parts depending on the amount of food. For example, they have to agree. This is what's called the prisoner's dilemma. Because if one of them chooses fight and the other one chooses share, then the player who chooses fight gets all of the food, and the person who chooses share gets none. If they both fight, however, they both get injured, and they send one of their wolves to the injured spot at the board. They will eventually get those back, but they will have to go through a phase of healing. Then if this were to happen, if there's any others that now have dominance, an example, this orange one, or the red player, they would then get the food. Because they were the ones who were available while these two were fighting. Now I want to show another spot right here, the livestock. This has the letter D on it. If you hunt the livestock, you have the potential to either get 12 food, 3 food, an X, or there's 3 sides that have the letter D. That means that if your wolf went to the livestock, the farmer didn't like that very much, and this wolf is now dead and removed from the game. The X's don't do anything unless there's another form of dominance. So if brown was here, and they rolled an X, let's put it to there. Let's say brown was there and they rolled an X on this die. Well, they wouldn't get food, and then the next dominant species would be able to roll as well. Again, if there's an X, then they would be removed, or the second in place might get 3 food. And the final thing to keep in mind is up here, this big one, the moose, it says if greater than 4 wolves in the region. That means that you have to have a total of 4 wolves just for them to be able to hunt it, because you need a bigger pack for it. You roll the die, and same thing. The player with the most would get the number of food. However, you'll notice that I rolled a C, and there's a number 9. Well, that means that the active player would get 9 food, just like normal, but then you'd flip it over to its carrion side. And now, hunting here, whoever the dominant pack would only get a set 9 and never roll the die again. You play this game over 5 rounds, and at the end of the 5th round, whoever has the most food total is the alpha. And that's how you play the alpha. As you can see, this is a really interesting and a fairly unique bidding game that I think will go over really well with most families. So, if you want to see it played live, come by Zia Comics in Las Cruz, New Mexico, and we can show you the alpha.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.